101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Truth Nation, it's Friday. It's going down. Welcome to the Tapped In with your girl Jazz Tyler. I'm excited. We have some special guests today. Former NBA All-Star Larry Hughes will be joining us virtually at 5 o'clock Central Standard Time. 6 o'clock, we have our hometown hero, Montel Jackson, UFC fighter. Good brother, man, does a lot of the community, both of these gentlemen, and I am extremely excited to sit down and speak with them. It's Friday. How y'all feeling out there? I'm happy the weekend is approaching. I'm not really happy about the weather. We got to do better, Milwaukee. We got to do better. All right, so today I want to ask a question, right? And I want y'all to help me understand this. I've had some experiences dealing with a situation like this, but I'm eager to see where you guys are, where you stand at on it. Is loyalty supposed to make you comfortable, or is it supposed to make you better? What happens when your partner doesn't like your friends, or your friends doesn't like the person that you're with or the person that you're becoming? 833-212-1017. I want to hear from you. What happens when your partner doesn't like your friends, or your friends doesn't like your partner, right? There's a fine line between support and agreement, and we'll touch on the relationship piece as it pertains to the friendships, but let's talk about friendships overall, or any relationship, friendship, motherhood, being a child, sibling, all of the above, but mostly friendships. Should you call your friends out? Do you call your friends out? Is I'm just being loyal an excuse, or is it enabling bad behavior? And why do we confuse support with agreement? Me personally, I used to have friends who I've learned throughout the years that obviously having the right people around you matters. But for me personally, I've experienced some traumatic situation with people who I considered as friends, family, relatives, all of the above. And it wasn't because they held me accountable. It was because they did the opposite. Because they actually sat back and allowed me to self-sabotage and to self-destruct, knowing that it would keep me at a certain level. And a lot of times we don't recognize who we are. We don't see ourselves the way that the world views us, which can be a downfall, especially for someone who is anointed or who has a certain light shining up on them. And let's be clear, if you know it, the people around you know it as well. And they have a certain responsibility to help you become who it is that you need to be in order to be successful in this lifetime. And I completely disagree with any type of relationship where there's simply no accountability, where you have yes men and yes women who are egging on whatever stupidity that you're a part of, or whatever it is pertaining to you not being who it is that you're supposed to be, right? Sometimes the people you knew first becomes the most uncomfortable with the person you're becoming, primarily because they've already had ideas and thoughts of who it is that you should be. They've already set limitations for you. And it almost feels as if it's like, how dare you? Who are you to supersede the limitations that I have set for you? And those are the type of friends that in relatives sometimes and family as well that you have to watch out for. So now as an adult woman, I'm making my job to analyze and reflect on the relationships that I have and the people that I have around me who's going to continuously hold me accountable, right? Not tell me, you know, when I'm right or when when I'm right all the time, or tell me what I want to hear, but friends who are actually going to give me advice and their opinion, even if it hurts my feelings. Those are the type of relationships that has allowed me to become who I am and allowed me to be successful thus far. Again, when I was younger, when I was a teenager, when I was in my 20s, I was around so many people who allowed me to make mistakes and absolutely said nothing. So many people where if I felt the way about specific situations or specific people, that they would egg that on instead of telling me that I was in the wrong. And had they held me accountable, it would have saved me a lot of heartache, a lot of pain, a lot of trials and tribulations. And honestly, I'm grateful for it all, but it would have put me in a different position to succeed. So I think going forward, especially for parents, like I have two adult children and a 9-year-old, and I try and talk to them all the time about friends and friendships and making sure that it's not one-sided, but that it's balanced, making sure that they have friends around them who is going to hold them accountable, because we all make mistakes, granted, no matter what age you are. But a lot of the situations that our youth get into, or just even us as adults, is simply because we ask someone their advice or their opinion, and instead of them telling us that we were dead wrong, they encourage us to keep up the BS and to continue to behave the way that we behave. And we accept it because a lot of us don't want to accept change. A lot of us are afraid to become whoever it is that we need, and we stay in a comfortable state of mind so much to the point that we allow those around us to enable our actions, right? We allow them to dictate our journey by them not holding us accountable. You know, recently I was speaking to a relative about a friend that I had lost, and oftentimes we mourn when people are deceased, but we never mourn friendships that no longer exist, right? These are people who were a part of your life for a specific amount of time. These are people that you grew up with. These are people that know your secrets. These are people that you've shared so many great experiences with. And somewhere along the lines, there's a realization. You understand that this person may not be for you. And instead of accepting it and saying, you know what, I'm going to step back and realize that this is just a season or a reason, but not a lifetime, as it pertains to this specific relationship, we allow them to continue to behave the way that they behave because we're comfortable in behaving the way that we behave. And once I realized that certain people who were around me, who were doing certain things and just really didn't have my best interest, and again, it's not about, you know, them being shiesty or them doing things behind your back, but sometimes it's as simple as them not holding you accountable, because that creates space for you to be stagnant in your life. And mourning a friend that's still here is very difficult, because you could be scrolling on social media and you'll see the memories pop up, or you can run into them, or you can run into people that they know or their family. And because you guys no longer have a friendship or a relationship, they automatically assume that you feel a way about them, and you don't. It's just that who you are and what you represent no longer serves the purpose for me. It's not beneficial for me, not in a sense of financial gain or anything of that nature, but rather who it is that I'm trying to be. You know, it simply boils down to, are we aligned? Right? Is our relationship, whether it's dating, whether it's marriage, whether it's a friendship or relatives and family, are we simply aligned? Because if we are not aligned, then I can no longer be your friend. If you are activity driven but not purpose driven, I can no longer be your friend. If you cannot hold me accountable when I'm at my best and when I'm at my worst, I can no longer be your friend. If you sit back and allow me to make the same mistakes continuously, I can no longer be your friend, Because at this point, you are detrimental to everything and that's attached to me and to me overall. And I personally don't have the mental capacity to deal with anyone who cannot hold me accountable. We have a caller on the line. Sherman, are you there?
Yes. How you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for tapping in. How are
I
you?
I wanted to make a comment. I want to make a. I'm all right. I wanted to make a comment about you saying accountability or hold someone's accountable. I think a lot of people don't realize that family will be your main enemy, will see you going down the wrong path and won't say anything about it, or sometimes encourage the bad behavior, and then won't be with you when the consequences get handed down, like years in prison. Sometimes life, the rest of your life in prison. I think I can say it this way. I'm the most hated in my family. Because I'm going to tell you what you want to hear right when you need to hear it. I was married before. Me and my wife used to get into arguments. She used to say, Sherman, what you're saying is right, but you bring it at the wrong time. My response to that is, if I can't say it before it happened, while it's happened, or after it happened, when is the best time?
Absolutely.
Because I did almost 9 years. I did 11 years in prison. I got 9 years for the first case and 10 years for the second case. So I did almost 11 years in prison total. I wish somebody would have just slapped whatever they needed to slap me, punch me, whatever. Because it took minutes for me to get 21 years out of my life. I only got 19, but it took 21 years for them to get the system out of my life. And I wish somebody would have told me at the time, hey, the path that you're going down is wrong. This day and age, we have parents that it's okay with their kids running around with guns, stolen cars, popping pills, smoking weed, drinking lean, even snorting lines, whatever they want to do. You have parents. You have crowds of people together. And no one in the crowd is saying, ain't we going to do better than just standing in the crowd doing nothing? Don't we want better out of life? But go in prison, and then they won't even support them when they get to prison. But they'll support the bad stuff, but won't support the good stuff.
That's right.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you so much for tapping in, and you are absolutely right. Family needs to be held accountable, too. You know, most definitely. Shout out to the chat. Happiness Donut says it's just a season. We are talking accountability when it comes to relationships, not just an intimate relationship, but family, friends, all of the above. I want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. Do not touch that dial. We got to take a quick break. It's time to tap in with your girl Jazz. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Happy Friday, Truth Nation. We want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. If you are driving in your car, turn on that radio station and keep it on. If you are listening to us online, be sure to like and subscribe our YouTube channel, as well as download the Truth app so you can keep up with Tap In with Jazz Tyler. We are talking friendships and accountability today. It's choosing your relationship over a friendship betrayal and vice versa. What boundaries do you have when it comes to your relationships and your friendships? Sometimes you end up in situations where your spouse or your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, they don't like your friend, or your friend don't like them. That is a very uncomfortable situation, right? How do you set boundaries? How do you set boundaries between two people that you care about? Obviously, when it comes to marriage, that's something that, you know, there is no choosing unless you're in a situation where your spouse is just dogging you out, right? And sometimes that is the case. But I think that there should be some type of boundaries when it comes to friendships. One of those boundaries is, and again, I'm going to be very subjective when I speak about this, because a lot of women tend to do this. When you are in a relationship, everything in your relationship is not your friend's business. Number one, the reason why is because if you know that he's doing something and all you're going to do is go back to him, don't tell your friend, because they're going to feel a way. They're the ones who's going to nurture you. They're the ones who's going to give you the advice, who pick you up after this man and did whatever it is that he did to you, right? Only for you to go back and deal with him and be forgiven. Which is okay if that's the decision and the choice that you want to make, That's perfectly fine. But leave your friends out of it, because that's when the turmoil comes. That's when the dum-dum. You know, a lot of times our friends are dum-dums and you just got to let them be a dum-dum, right? It does not dictate your friendship.
Dum-dum.
But at some point, it do, because if you keep making the same mistakes and choices to go back to a situation that serves you no purpose, then I would look at myself and say, do I even need to be your friend? But again, there needs to be boundaries. Stop telling your friends. Not. We're going to flip it to the men, too, because men talk a lot. And one of the things I've noticed, these group chats. See, men got group chats. Women do, too. But the men, them group chats, off the chain. Off the chain. Stop telling your business to your friends. If you want advice on something pertaining to your relationship, create boundaries, right? Don't talk to them about, oh, she ain't gave me nothing in about 2 weeks. That ain't got nothing to do with your guy, right? That means something is going wrong in your relationship if she ain't trying to give you none in 2 weeks. You need to be having a conversation with her, not your friends, right? If he cheats on you and does something that you feel like he can never come back from, and you know you're going to go back to him, because we all like to play that where it's like, okay, I'm in this moment, I'm mad, I feel away, I don't want nothing to do with him. Girl, stop lying. Stop lying. You're going to go back. And if you choose to, that's fine. But at the end of the day, stop putting your friends in your business, because it's going to create issues. Every time you decide to go back, that friend no longer trusts you, because now you're going to go back and start pillow talking to your mate or your spouse about the conversations you and your friends be having. And that's a whole nother topic. But we know how that goes. We know how it goes. He does something, you get mad. Then when you give him advice, yeah, girl, skip him. You better than him, da-da-da-da. Take that information. And then when y'all back cool, yeah, because she said this and this, and now he looking at you sideways. It's just one big mess. That's why you have to have boundaries. Another thing, if you single, is it valid for you to be able to provide advice to your friend who is in a relationship? You know, a lot of people have issues with this because single friends live a certain type of life. Me personally, I don't think that there's anything wrong with any of my single friends giving me advice, because I know that they have been in situations. The only time I would set a boundary when it comes to that is if they're in a mental space of just like forget guys. Like they're just in a dog era where they dog walking every man that come their way because they feel away. Those are not the friends that I want to get advice from, because I'm not in that space in my life. But I do have friends who are single who have given me advice when I was in a relationship. And sometimes those are the best friends to listen to because they're single. You want to take advice from them so you don't end up single, right? But all in all, it's just about creating boundaries, right? It's about creating boundaries. It's about being authentic. It's about accountability. It's about understanding who you are as a person and who it is that you have around you. There's a lot of people who have friends that don't respect their relationships. You know, there's a lot of people who friends have access to the relationships. And I used to be that person. I used to be the person that want to go on double dates, the person that, you know, my friends come up, whatever the case may be. Now I'm finding the older I get that if the person I'm with, if their friends and their friends, lady and I already don't, you know, if we aren't on that road, then I don't want it. Because my man, he not going to be sitting around kikiing in my friends' faces. And I'm not going to be sitting around kikiing in his friends' faces. The way I grew up, when men are having a conversation, they're in one part of the house in a separate room. When the women are having a conversation, they're in a completely different house, completely different part of the house in a separate room. And we rarely ever intertwine. So those are boundaries that I think are healthy boundaries. And I think a lot of times it causes you to avoid situations that don't work for everybody. But I understand why you may need to. There needs to be some type of boundary set when it comes to relationships and when it comes to friendships. Stop telling your friends all your business And if it's some stuff that your homegirl going through, stop telling your man or your partner, your woman, their business. There's no reason why your spouse should know everything that happened to your homegirl or your homeboy. That's not their business, because all they're going to go do is go tell their homeboy or tell their homegirl, and then that's called gossiping and pillow talking. And we don't do pillow talking. Now, if it's something where it's an emergency, or if it's something where it's like, hey, so-and-so is going through a divorce and they really need, you know, they want to spend some time with me because they need advice. I need to help them get through this. That's one thing. But anything else that they're going through, keep your spouses out your friend's business too. That's not cool. That's not cool whatsoever. You know, you have to be very, very careful, because people are moving weird out here. They are moving very weird. And the worst thing you can do is to have someone around that means you no good. There's a lot of friends who, when you start setting boundaries, or because you didn't set boundaries, every time y'all get into it, they want to run and tell your business. Right? These are things that I teach my students. These are things that I teach my children. That's not a real friendship. Stop doing that. Whenever something happens because you don't want to be held accountable, or because you guys have a disagreement, you want to go back and tell your mama, your sister, your other friends, your friend's business, that friend's business. That's not right. That's not right. And women have a tendency of doing that. That's not cool. You know, have some privacy, have some integrity. When someone chooses to confide in you, make it a safe space. Make them know that whatever it is, whatever y'all talk about, that is not going to leave that space. Create them boundaries, healthy boundaries, right? And if you can't do that, then maybe you don't need to have that person in your life. Maybe maturity isn't about finding people who always agree with you. Maybe it's surrounding yourself with people who love you enough to challenge you. Because the people who clap for everything you do may enjoy your company, but the people who correct you, those are the ones investing in your future. So again, when we're talking accountability, we're talking friendships, we're talking integrity, we're talking boundaries, we are talking not people pleasing, right? All of the above. It gets very, very tricky when you're dealing with friendships and relationships, because a lot of times you find yourself in situations that, for example, you get into a relationship and your friend may feel away because you're spending more time with your partner versus spending time with them, right? Then that creates some type of turmoil. That's not your friend, because if they know what you've been through and they know what you've been building, they will respect that. So again, create healthy boundaries, no matter what type of relationship you have, but specifically friendships. You have to learn how to create boundaries. You have to learn how. I think a lot of friends are scared to have disagreements. You don't have to argue, but if I'm your friend, I should be able to tell you how I'm feeling, or how you made me feel without you feeling a way about it. I should be able to sit down and have an adult conversation with you about what it is that's happening, so that we can find a solution and figure out how to move forward, right? I don't want to deal with someone who, if I feel a way, every time I say something, you know, you take it the wrong way. That's not a healthy friendship. Because if you're offended by the things I say, then you're always on defense. It doesn't matter. You're always going to be on defense. And that's not healthy. We're talking accountability and friendships. I want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. We got to go to commercial break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Happy Friday, Truth Nation. We want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. If you are driving in your car, turn on that radio station and keep it on. If you are listening to us online, be sure to like and subscribe our YouTube channel, as well as download the Truth app, so you can keep up with Tap In with Jazz Tyler. We are talking friendships and accountability today. Is choosing your relationship over a friendship betrayal, and vice versa? What boundaries do you have when it comes to your relationships and your friendships? Sometimes you end up in situations where your spouse or your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, they don't like your friend, or your friend don't like them. That is a very uncomfortable situation, right? How do you set boundaries? How do you set boundaries between two people that you care about? Obviously, when it comes to marriage, that's something that, you know, there is no choosing unless it, you're in a situation where your spouse is just dogging you out, right? And sometimes that is the case. But I think that there should be some type of boundaries when it comes to friendships. One of those boundaries is, and again, I'm going to be very subjective when I speak about this because a lot of women tend to do this. When you are in a relationship, everything in your relationship is not your friend's business. Number one, the reason why is because if you know that he's doing something and all you're going to do is go back to him, don't tell your friend because they're going to feel away. They're the ones who's going to nurture you. They're the ones who's going to give you the advice, who pick you up after this man and did whatever it is that he did to you, right? Only for you to go back and deal with him and be forgiven, which is okay. If that's the decision and the choice that you want to make, that's perfectly fine. But leave your friends out of it, because that's when the turmoil comes. That's when the dum-dum. You know, a lot of times our friends are dum-dums and you just got to let them be a dum-dum, right? It does not dictate your friendship.
Dum-dum.
But at some point it do, because if you keep making the same mistakes and choices to go back to a situation that serves you no purpose, then I would look at myself and say, do I even need to be your friend? But again, there needs to be boundaries. Stop telling your friends. Not, we're going to flip it to the men too, because men talk a lot. And one of the things I've noticed, these group chats. See, men got group chats. Women do too. But the men, them group chats, off the chain. Off the chain. Stop telling your business to your friends. If you want advice on something pertaining to your relationship, create boundaries, right? Don't talk to them about, oh, she ain't gave me nothing in about 2 weeks. That ain't got nothing to do with your guy, right? That means something is going wrong in your relationship if she ain't trying to give you none in 2 weeks. You need to be having a conversation with her, not your friends, right? If he cheats on you and does something that you feel like he can never come back from, and you know you're going to go back to him, because we all like to play that where it's like, okay, I'm in this moment. I'm mad. I feel away. I don't want nothing to do with him. Girl, stop lying. Stop lying. You're going to go back. And if you choose to, that's fine. But at the end of the day, stop putting your friends in your business, because it's going to create issues. Every time you decide to go back, that friend no longer trusts you, because now you're going to go back and start pillow talking to your mate or your spouse about the conversations you and your friends be having. And that's a whole nother topic. But we know how that goes. We know how it goes. He does something, you get mad. Then when you give him advice, yeah, girl, skip him. You better than him. Da 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 da. Take that information. And then when y'all back cool, yeah, because she said this and this, and now he looking at you sideways. It's just one big mess. That's why you have to have boundaries. Another thing, if you single, is it valid for you to be able to provide advice to your friend who is in a relationship? You know, a lot of people have issues with this because single friends live a certain type of life. Me personally, I don't think that there's anything wrong with any of my single friends giving me advice, because I know that they have been in situations. The only time I would set a boundary when it comes to that is if they're in a mental space of just like forget guys. Like they're just in a dog era where they dog walking every man that come their way because they feel away. Those are not the friends that I want to get advice from, because I'm not in that space in my life. But I do have friends who are single who have given me advice when I was in a relationship. And sometimes those are the best friends to listen to because they're single. You want to take advice from them so you don't end up single, right? But all in all, it's just about creating boundaries, right? It's about creating boundaries. It's about being authentic. It's about accountability. It's about understanding who you are as a person and who it is that you have around you. There's a lot of people who have friends that don't respect their relationships. You know, there's a lot of people who friends have access to the relationships. And I used to be that person. I used to be the person that want to go on double dates, the person that, you know, my friends come up, whatever the case may be. Now I'm finding the older I get that if the person I'm with, if their friends and their friends, lady and I already don't, you know, if we aren't on that road, then I don't want it. Because my man, he not going to be sitting around kikiing in my friends' faces. And I'm not going to be sitting around kikiing in his friends' faces. The way I grew up, when men are having a conversation, they're in one part of the house in a separate room. When the women are having a conversation, they're in a completely different house, a completely different part of the house in a separate room. And we rarely ever intertwine. So those are boundaries that I think are healthy boundaries. And I think a lot of times it causes you to avoid situations. That don't work for everybody, but I understand why you may need to. There needs to be some type of boundary set when it comes to relationships and when it comes to friendships. Stop telling your friends all your business. And if it's some stuff that your homegirl going through, stop telling your man or your partner, your woman, their business. There is no reason why your spouse should know everything that happened to your homegirl or your homeboy. That's not their business, because all they're going to go do is go tell their homeboy or tell their homegirl, and then that's called gossiping and pillow talking. And we don't do pillow talking. Now, if it's something where it's an emergency, or if it's something where it's like, hey, so-and-so is going through a divorce and they really need, you know, they want to spend some time with me because they need advice. I need to help them get through this. That's one thing. But anything else that they're going through, keep your spouses out your business, your friend's business too. That's not cool. That's not cool whatsoever. You know, you have to be very, very careful, because people are moving weird out here. They are moving very weird. And the worst thing you can do is to have someone around that means you no good. There's a lot of friends who, when you start setting boundaries, or because you didn't set boundaries, every time y'all get into it, they want to run and tell your business. Right? These are things that I teach my students. These are things that I teach my children. That's not a real friendship. Stop doing that. Whenever something happens because you don't want to be held accountable, or because you guys have a disagreement, you want to go back and tell your mama, your sister, your other friends, your friend's business, that friend's business. That's not right. That's not right. And women have a tendency of doing that. That's not cool. You know, have some privacy, have some integrity. When someone chooses to confide in you, make it a safe space. Make them know that whatever it is, whatever y'all talk about, that is not going to leave that space. Create them boundaries, healthy boundaries, right? And if you can't do that, then maybe you don't need to have that person in your life. Maybe maturity isn't about finding people who always agree with you. Maybe it's surrounding yourself with people who love you enough to challenge you. Because the people who clap for everything you do may enjoy your company, but the people who correct you, those are the ones investing in your future. So again, when we're talking accountability, we're talking friendships, we're talking integrity, we're talking boundaries, we are talking not people pleasing, right? All of the above. It gets very, very tricky when you're dealing with friendships and relationships, because a lot of times you find yourself in situations that, for example, you get into a relationship and your friend may feel away because you're spending more time with your partner versus spending time with them, right? Then that creates some type of turmoil. That's not your friend, because if they know what you've been through and they know what you've been building, they will respect that. So again, create healthy boundaries, no matter what type of relationship you have, but specifically friendships. You have to learn how to create boundaries. You have to learn how. I think a lot of friends are scared to have disagreements. You don't have to argue, but if I'm your friend, I should be able to tell you how I'm feeling, or how you made me feel without you feeling a way about it. I should be able to sit down and have an adult conversation with you about what it is that's happening, so that we can find a solution and figure out how to move forward, right? I don't want to deal with someone who, if I feel a way, every time I say something, you know, you take it the wrong way. That's not a healthy friendship. Because if you're offended by the things I say, then you're always on defense. It doesn't matter. You're always going to be on defense, and that's not healthy. We're talking accountability and friendships. I want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. We got to go to commercial break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. Yeah.
This how we gonna do this right here. Pretty woman, it's something you should know. Mm-hmm. I ain't one of them, baby, I'm him. And that's one thing for sure. Yeah. Pretty woman, it's almost time to go. Ooh. And I got a lot of baby, oh yeah, yeah. So don't be moving slow. Pretty woman, oh yeah, I need you for show. Oh yeah, I got a late night plan. Oh yeah, and it's something you can't ignore. Lock in and let's go explore. Pretty woman, oh, popping out tonight with a pretty woman. I just need one night. Pretty woman, you such a vibe. Pretty woman, oh, you got me hypnotized. Pretty woman, mesmerized. Pack it up, let's slide. Pretty woman, I know I can't deny. Pretty woman, oh.
101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance Studio. That was Pretty Woman by MJ, Milwaukee Zone, man. Shout out to the entire team, MJ, E2, and Wavy Boy. What a beautiful record, man. Listen, that makes me want to go get my cowgirl hat and boots, find me a horse, and giddy up on out of here, Z.
What do you mean by that?
Exactly what I said. Exactly what I said, Z. Going to see, no, let me stop. Listen, we are talking accountability and friendships today, right? We're talking boundaries, people pleasing, what it means to hold your friends and people in your life accountable, right? Because the thing is, if everyone around you is telling you the truth, if no one around you is telling you the truth, but they're clapping, what lessons are you learning? That is the problem with not just today's society, but just overall. You know, we also have friendships that we are holding on because of how long we've known a person. And these sometimes are the worst friendships to have. I always say it's quality over quantity. Because I know a lot of people that I just met recently within the past few years who have treated me better than people I've known my whole life. And oftentimes we fall victim to that. We fall victim to those type of friends that we've known forever. And those friends are typically the yes men. Those are the friends who, you know, I know this is a person I know. Don't nobody know you like me. I've known you for this amount of time. We've been through A through Z, right? And yet you still are the same person who has seen me go through these trials and tribulations. And not one time did you tell me where I was wrong at. Not one time did you hold me accountable, right? It means nothing. All of those years of the friendship means absolutely nothing if you have never taken the time to check me about something that I was in the wrong for. We can sit there and we can party and we can have a good time. We can go out and kick it. We can gossip. We can do whatever. But when it comes down to the accountability piece, I have to overlook that because we've been friends since, what, childhood? Absolutely not. Anybody can get it. Anybody can go. Okay? For real. Anybody can go. And you have to have that much discipline in your life. You got to love yourself enough to say, this is not enough for me. This is not enough for me. What you offer me is not enough. It no longer serves a purpose in my life because you are allowing me to self-destruct. And it's okay. You know, if I see you, it's all love. What Tupac said, I ain't mad at you. I'm not. It's all love. But I can't deal with you because you're dangerous. You are dangerous to my mental health. You're dangerous to my physical health because you will sit back and allow me, you will watch me make decisions and gas me up to make these decisions. And then when the consequences come, you're nowhere to be found. So again, that is not friendship. That is not friendship whatsoever. We have to start setting these boundaries and we have to have healthy dialogue with our friends to let them know. I want to shout out my best friends, Shanika, aka C Bella, and Sharika, because and Steve. Like we literally have conversations where there is accountability. We were able to say, this is how I feel. This is how you made me feel. And what is the solution? And if we ever need a break, it's okay. We're not going to stop being friends. And I don't mean a break where it's like years we would go without talking to each other. Right. But sometimes you need a couple days. Sometimes you need a week. But one of the things that I value and the reason why I have them around me is because I know that at any given time, A, I can trust them. Trust them in a sense where I know that when I'm not in that room, they're going to hold my name down regardless. Trusting them to the point where I know that if I'm feeling a certain type of way, I can have a conversation with them and we can talk about it and find a solution and have some type of clarity, which then enhances our friendship. Right. And luckily, I've been blessed to know them since I was a child, which is just a bonus for me. But I truly, truly appreciate the fact that we have created safe spaces in each other's lives so that we can have healthy dialogue. If I'm in a wrong, again, I'm going to hold myself accountable first to make sure I'm not the one tripping, because sometimes we do be tripping and you got to be 100 with yourself before you're 100 with anybody else. I'm going to keep it real with myself first and I'm going to make sure that whatever it is that I'm thinking that is not based off of emotions where I'm creating a perception that is not really the reality. That's the process I have to go through first when dealing with my friends before I get in my feelings about anything. And then if everything checks out, then I bring it to them. Hey, I was sitting on this, you know, for a couple of days and this is how I felt. And I felt like you made me feel this way. And I want some clarity, right? Oh, no, nope, that wasn't it, this. And you laugh it off and go about your business. Not the opposite where you are addressing your friend and then they get an attitude and now y'all, it's an argument or they don't want to talk and then they go and get to telling your business to everybody else and they mama. Those are not friendships. So create those healthy boundaries, right? Have some, your friends, the people around you, should be providing, showing you how to have discipline. They should be catering to you being a disciplined person. If they understand your lifestyle and where it is that you're trying to go and where you are currently in your life, they will respect your decisions. This is another thing. Shout out to my best friend, Shanika and Sharika, because they know they've been there during my entire transitions. You know, sometimes I don't feel like partying. Sometimes I don't want to go to the club. Sometimes I don't want to do anything. And it doesn't mean that I don't want to hang with them or that I dislike them. It just means that, hey, Jazz is just in a different space in her life. She's grown into this space for a specific reason. So now let's find things that we all can do collectively that works for everybody. Right? That's a real friendship. That is setting healthy boundaries. That is how you're able to be successful in your relationships when dealing with other people. That's what it's all about. create those boundaries, have that discipline, have that integrity, so that when your friends are not in a room, no matter, it's nothing nobody can tell me about my best friends, for real. I don't care what you thought or what you seen, what you heard. When it comes to mine, you can't tell me nothing about them. Even if they is in the wrong, I'm never going to down talk them in your behind their backs. I might talk some stuff to their face, but I'm never going to say anything behind their backs, because I have integrity and those are my real friends. And that's how it should be. That's how it should be. We talk, we have conversations about certain stuff, you know, but again, we don't tell each other everything because it's not for us to when it comes to relationships or when it comes to specific things. But at the end of the day, those are my accountability partners. Those are the people that I'm going to call to make sure I'm not tripping, because I know that they're going to put me in my place. They're going to be 100% with me in everything I do so that Jazz can be successful. So my advice to you all is, if you don't have people like that in your life, you got to let the people that's around you go. You have to have people around you that's going to hold you accountable. People around you that you're in alignment with, so that you can be whoever it is that God intended you to be. That's what life is about, being purpose driven and not activity driven. So if you have those type of people around you, man, go get you some new friends. I know people like to say it, no new friends. That's a lie. I welcome any positive energy that's for me, right? Because sometimes those old friends, they mean you no good. Tonight's conversation has really been about accountability, growth, and people who shape us. Our next guest has spent his life living those principles, not just as an NBA player, but as a former NBA player, father, mentor, and coach. Coming up next on Tap In with Jazz, we got Larry Hughes, who joins us to talk about discipline, mentorship, and why investing in young people may be the greatest legacy any of us can leave. So stay tuned. Do not touch that dial. We got to go to a commercial break. We will be back with Larry Hughes, 101.7 The Truth.